Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Saturday evening, November 8th, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Earlier blood transfusion may reduce heart failure, arrhythmia, in adults with heart disease. Earlier blood transfusion after major surgery when hemoglobin was below 10 grams per deciliter, rather than below 7 grams per deciliter, did not affect the risk of severe complications like death, heart attack, or stroke. However, the timing of the blood transfusion may be associated with a lower risk of irregular heartbeat and heart failure among people with heart disease, according to a new study of U.S. military veterans. The trial, published in the peer-reviewed scientific journal JAMA, found that an earlier blood transfusion after surgery among heart disease patients was associated with a lower risk of some complications. The study included over 1,400 military veterans and compared the frequency of major complications like death and heart attack to less severe but serious complications like pneumonia and sepsis. The findings suggest that a one-size-fits-all transfusion strategy may not be best, and an earlier blood transfusion could help prevent serious heart complications in patients with underlying heart disease undergoing major surgery.
Ablation reduces stroke risk for AFib and may remove need for some types of blood thinners. Successful catheter ablation for atrial fibrillation, AFib, may reduce stroke risk, potentially eliminating the need for long-term blood thinners, according to a recent international study. Researchers found that the risk of stroke associated with AFib was low after ablation, suggesting that ongoing blood-thinning medication may not be necessary. The OCEAN randomized trial followed nearly 1,300 adults for 3 years post-ablation, evaluating the need for long-term oral anticoagulation. While AFib increases stroke risk significantly, catheter ablation can reduce AFib occurrence and potentially lower stroke risk. The study found that prescribing blood thinners like rivaroxaban did not offer significant advantages over aspirin in stroke protection, but did increase bleeding risk. These findings provide important insights for individuals with moderate stroke risk, potentially allowing them to safely discontinue blood thinners post-ablation. Medication still better than procedure for some irregular heartbeat conditions. Standard care, which included medication for those eligible, was better than a promising minimally invasive procedure for people with irregular heart rhythms who had high stroke and bleeding risk. The procedure seals off a small pouch of heart tissue where most blood clots form in people with irregular heartbeat. However, in older people, standard care, including the use of blood thinners when indicated, did a better job at prevention of stroke, blood clots, cardiovascular or unexplained death, or major bleeding than the procedure, according to the study conducted in Germany. The trial left atrial closure in patients with atrial fibrillation at high risk of stroke and bleeding compared to medical therapy closure to AF, compared a catheter-based procedure to medical therapy among patients with an irregular heart rhythm known as atrial fibrillation or AFib. For older people with irregular heart rhythms who are at high risk of stroke and bleeding, standard care was found to be the better choice.
1 month of clot prevention after a stent was as effective as year-long course for AFib. New research presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025 suggests that a one-month course of clot-preventing therapy followed by a single medication is as effective as a year-long regimen for adults with atrial fibrillation who received a stent. This study found that the shorter approach was equally effective in preventing strokes, heart attacks, and death, while also reducing bleeding complications. By shortening the duration of dual therapy, doctors can lower the risk of bleeding without increasing the risk of stroke or heart attack for patients with AFib who received a stent. These findings offer real-world benefits for both patients and healthcare providers.
Investigational daily pill lowered bad cholesterol as much as injectables. A new daily pill, enlicitide, has shown to lower LDL cholesterol by up to 60%, offering a convenient alternative to injectable therapies for those at high risk of heart attack or stroke. This oral medication could be beneficial for individuals whose LDL levels remain high despite lifestyle changes and standard medications like statins. A longer cardiovascular outcome study is underway to assess enlicitide's potential in reducing the risk of heart attack or stroke. The study, presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025, found that enlicitide resulted in significant reductions in LDL cholesterol, non-HDL, ApoB, and LPA, with a similar rate of serious side effects compared to placebo. The ongoing Coral Reef trial aims to determine the impact of lower LDL levels achieved with enlicitide on preventing major cardiovascular events. PCSK9 inhibitor reduced major CVD events in adults with no prior heart attack or stroke. Results from the Vesalius CV clinical trial showed that the PCSK9 inhibitor, evolocumab, reduced major cardiovascular events by 25% in adults with atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease or diabetes and no prior heart attack or stroke. Over more than 4.5 years, participants on evolocumab had a 19% lower risk of coronary heart disease death, heart attack, ischemic stroke, or arterial revascularization. The study, presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025, marks the first evidence of improved cardiovascular outcomes with a PCSK9 inhibitor in this patient population. Evolocumab, a non-statin medication, significantly lowered LDL cholesterol levels and reduced the risk of cardiovascular events, offering potential benefits for high-risk patients without a history of major CV events.
First-in-human trial of CRISPR gene editing therapy safely lowered cholesterol, triglycerides. In a groundbreaking phase 1 trial, a CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing therapy targeting ANGPTL3 safely reduced LDL cholesterol by nearly 50% and triglycerides by about 55%. This one-time infusion treatment showed effects within 2 weeks, with sustained results for at least 60 days. The therapy, known as CTX310, could potentially eliminate the need for daily cholesterol-lowering medications in the future. While some participants experienced minor reactions, no serious safety concerns were observed. If confirmed in larger trials, this approach could revolutionize care for individuals with lipid disorders, significantly reducing cardiovascular risk. Stay tuned for future phase 2 studies to further evaluate this promising treatment.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.